Some may be saying that all my songs could be summed up in one song, Give Me That Old Time Religion. I'm a broken record, a guy with his head in the sand who really should come out and smell the coffee. It's not 1952 anymore, things have changed. First, I need to clarify one thing. I don't believe everything that was old was good. There are large segments of the church that I've never been able to wrap my mind around. It is puzzling to no end how they have held millions through the ages spellbound with their cleverly invented belief systems. As devoted as they may be, Jesus said in Matthew 15:9, they worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. The two groups that are most troubling are the Calvinists and the Catholics. The first one thinks they were elected for heaven before they were born. God chose some for heaven, chose the rest for hell. That means I could have two children, one picked for heaven and one for hell. What sane mind could process a God like that? Fortunately, the Bible says that God wants none to perish, but wants all to come to repentance. The second large group have added and subtracted from the Bible so much, the most advanced calculators of our day could never do the math. They worship Mary. They pray to dead saints. They even claim to pray dead people into heaven. Their unbiblical rituals are almost endless. There are a number, I believe, who manage to seek and find God in spite of being immersed in these systems. But the end result for most is that they are given a false assurance and spend their lives trying to put square pegs into round holes, trying to make a man-made idea fit into God's already perfect plan. I believe God's desire through these songs is not to condemn, but to draw back. First of all, those who have began honestly searching for God, but gave up quickly because of the confusion and hypocrisy they have seen in the church. Secondly, there are many who have fallen for the soft dessert theology of the day and are getting a bellyache because of their straight diet of candy. Come back to the Bible. You need real food again. And lastly, to those who have been entrenched in an age-old belief system that is harder to penetrate than Fort Knox, please, I beg you, examine the so-called first-class ticket to heaven they gave you closely, and examine yourself to see if you are truly in the faith.